He really was a great congressman from Long Island, and he's good. He's a colleague of ours. His name is Peter King, and he's on the line right now. Good morning, Congressman King.
Good morning, Bernie. Good morning, Sid. I just made it through security here at the Charlotte airport. I'm talking through my mask. I just got my shoes back on. I was having these nightmares because the conveyor belt was sort of stuck, and my phone was in there, and I figured you guys would be calling.
Oh.
Embarrassing me throughout the whole airport. You know?
No, no doubt about it. We would have slaughtered you.
You're back in Charlotte. That means that you must be going to see the grandkids.
Actually, I was down here. A good friend of mine, Mark Walker, who was in Congress with me, is running for the U.S. Senate.
Oh.
And he had an event last night with Tony Dungy. And
wow.
So I was invited down. I took part in that. And I tell you, Tony Dungy, I never met him before. What a class.
Oh, he's a great guy.
He really is.
Yeah, I met him a million times. And what's funny about Tony Dungy is, for folks that don't follow the NFL, who was the coach that replaced Tony Dungy in Tampa Bay?
John Gruden.
Correct.
That's right.
Correct. So did you have a chance to ask Tony about his thoughts on John Gruden?
That would have been a great point to bring up last night, you know. God, how did I miss that opportunity?
Come on, Congressman.
You needed me there with you, so I could have told you that.
You could have been. Hey, next time. I don't know if you're allowed down here, though, but anyway.
No, he really is a good guy. Tony Dungy. So, Congressman King, we talked to this economist from CNBC. His name is Ron Insana this morning. The big story today, I guess, is this whole big impending shortage of goods that America is about to experience. Food, all kinds of, toothbrushes, everything. You name it, cars, everything. A shortage because of all these ships backed up. A supply chain logjam is what they're calling it. And to me, I feel a certain lethargy on the part of this administration, a malaise, no sense of urgency. They're going to meet today, but these ships have been backed up for a couple of weeks. It's like they don't even care until it reaches critical mass. Anyway, what are your thoughts on all of that?
I assume it's all Donald Trump's fault. Everything else is. So I guess I agree. This is a major issue. You're talking about millions of people, their jobs, and also just almost survival in some cases. And to me, this is what they should be talking about instead of all the other nonsense they're carrying on about. And almost as if they don't want to address any serious issue. They try to find superficial things to talk about. And if something does go bad, they still blame it on Donald Trump. Now, this has to be addressed. And again, not to play Monday morning quarterback, but a lot of us did feel that the way the unemployment benefits were being structured, that people wouldn't be going back to work. There'd be a slowdown and everything else. I don't know if anyone thought it would be this bad. No, they have to take emergency action, and they should be. This, could lead to, God knows, a depression, recession. I don't know. This is serious stuff, especially now with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up, and also with people's unemployment running out. I mean, the ripple effect of this as far as jobs could be catastrophic. So they should definitely be talking about it, addressing it, getting serious about it,
mm-hmm.
and forget the $3.5 trillion boondoggle they want to put out there.
You know, it's funny. Ron Insana this morning was not blaming Donald Trump. And trust me, he's a dear, dear friend, and he would at the drop of a hat. He was not. He kept telling me and Bernie the reason behind all this is the pandemic. And at one point, I jumped in with Bernard and was like, the pandemic is over. Enough with this pandemic nonsense. It's been over for the better part of 6-7 months. He's like, oh, really? Like, basically, where do you live? So they're blaming all this on the pandemic, not Donald Trump. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, that could have been valid a year ago, but not now. And
right.
The fact is, part of leadership is, as you're coming out of a crisis, is to be ready for the next one. And we were coming out of this pandemic over a year ago when the vaccine, which, again, we could disagree. I think it's a real gift, and Donald Trump, what he did on that, was phenomenal in getting it. We are definitely going in the right direction, at least since last November, December, certainly January, when the vaccine was out there. No, this is the after effects of a pandemic. But you can't always be blaming that. We should have been ready for this. We should. And, the first signs of this came months ago, and that's when they should have been taking action. I haven't heard President Biden say a word about, cargo backup. I mean, this is the supply chain issue is major. And it's also the type of thing that can cause panic in the streets when people start to, if they can't get vitally needed goods and supplies. And also then people start losing jobs, and we have this whole cascading effect. Going to be a major crisis, and I agree with you. When people look around and see that almost everyone is healthy, when they see that people are, again, ready and willing, you can't blame this pandemic. You can't blame it on Trump. Listen, we can blame all this on World War II or the Korean War, or we can blame it on the 1929 Depression. The fact is that we are here now, and a president with good leadership addresses it, And so far, there's been no action at all. Nothing.
Nothing.
All we talk about is this $3.5 trillion bill they want to ram through Congress, and you have AOC going to Rikers Island, and you have
January 6th.
And also, you have Joe Biden. That whole thing about the border patrol whipping people at the border. I mean, all that type of garbage they talk about, and the real issues they're ignoring.
Just nonsense. And as you say, this could cause panic. So it's good that the fake news is not really covering it right now because it's inconvenient for them. So we'll let our listeners know to stock up before the fake news followers can stock up themselves. Yeah, listen, Donald Trump right now, he would have, a week or two ago, he would have had business leaders, union chiefs. How can we fix this? Yeah, everybody, what are we going to do? How can we get over this, get these chips and get this stuff unloaded? He'd have it all taken care of by now, if you ask me. But that's neither here nor there. Congressman King, Joe Biden's numbers. I mean, everything he touches turns to garbage. And his numbers are way, way underwater. I mean, I've maintained that he's the worst president in the history of the country. I've said this for a couple of months. I think at this point, we can all agree that he is, no?
So far, he certainly is. I mean, you know, people talk about Jimmy Carter, and he certainly was, I think, a failed president. But he did have a good peace agreement in the Middle East. He was at least on top of the job. And, I lived through Jimmy Carter. I didn't think he did a good job at all. But Joe Biden is just like sleepwalking. And he has a lethargic look. Everything he's been involved in has been a failure. And I don't know anyone who's for Joe Biden. They may be against Republicans. They may be for a Democrat. They may be for some Democratic policies. But I don't know anyone right now who is going to wake up in the morning and say, geez, I can't wait to go out and vote for Joe Biden. he's just sort of a person who's there. And, again, he has a wandering look. He has people like Psaki, who's doing a horrible job. You have Kamala Harris, who's in hiding. She's some sort of witness protection program. And this is a failed administration so far. And, going back to the cargo and everything, imagine if Donald Trump were the president. That's all you'd be seeing on the evening news. All these ships lined up and all the containers that haven't been opened.
Right.
And they'd be going around to local businesses saying how they're starving, we're not going to survive. And Donald Trump is doing nothing. And that's all you'd be hearing every day on the television, like we saw with the cages, so-called cages. With the kids, when Trump was president, they were the Obama cages. Trump was innocent on that, but that's what you saw. Now you see nothing about what's going on at the border.
Nothing. Peter King, the great congressman, live from an airport in Charlotte, North Carolina, on this Wednesday morning.
What are you laughing at? You think it's funny being down here?
Yeah, what's so funny, bro?
You know I spend a lot of time down there. My father-in-law lives in Charlotte, so I'm there all the time. I want to ask you about tomorrow night. Are you going to be in Freeport with me?
I'm going to try and get there. That's the cigar and car party, something.
Yes,
down there.
Yes. I've been employed to host that event tomorrow night for the GOP National County. That'll be my second straight week with the GOP National County. So I guess I'm a member, right? I'm in.
Yeah, I mean, you were the star of the dinner.
No, it wasn't.
The big dinner. I mean, like the sex symbol, women lining up to see him, to hug him and kiss him. Rub his bald head. It was really a great moment in time. It really was.
Well, I'll tell you this. A lot of folks are taking a lot of interest. We talk about this often, but it is a big deal, these local races out there. And Donnelly and Bruce Blakeman and all these local elections, which do have national implications when you talk about something as serious as criminal bail reform. So as small as it sounds, Nassau County, Freeport, and Woodbury, these are very, very big elections coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, they really are. And the election with Ann Donnelly, when she beats Todd Kominsky, that will have state and national implications, because this is the one issue, the one race maybe in the country where bail reform is right out there. And the crime surge, all of that, that's the issue. The author of the bail reform bill, Todd Kominsky, he's the guy running. Ann Donnelly is a career prosecutor, unblemished record, totally powerful record. And if she can beat Kominsky, who was the odds-on favorite going into this, he had all the money, he had the name, he was a big shot state senator, and some people even say, give the guy a bipartisan endorsement, we can't beat him. Instead, and we have Ann Donnelly there, and she's running a great campaign, and she's basically showing that all these guys getting out of jail, all repeat crimes, that's because of Todd Kominsky's law. So, no, Ann Donnelly is a great, great candidate, great prosecutor, and I'm doing everything I can to get her elected as the DA. If she's doing it on her own, I don't get her elected, and Donnelly's going to get herself elected, which is really, she's a great woman.
Absolutely. Congressman Peter King on the Bernie and Sid Show. Congressman, Everybody's been obsessing over former Las Vegas Raiders coach John Gruden's old emails. They really got him. They got him to retire or to resign or whatever the hell he did. Now, the Daily Mail, they have this. And by the way, they stole this story from Miranda Devine. But anyway, their headline is this. Emails reveal Joe Biden and Hunter Biden shared bank accounts, paid each other's bills,
yeah.
And the president may have even funded the son's 2018 drug and prostitution binge. And you see nothing about this on the fake news. I mean, this is the corrupt stuff.
And this is a continuation of the campaign. You know, when President Trump talks about the election being rigged, but he should really be focusing on how the media just blacked out all of the negative news on Biden, put all the negative news about Trump out front. This whole thing, you know, with the laptop and all that, all this should have been made known during the campaign. It was hidden. And this, it seems like, again, on the face of it, real evidence there. This is real evidence showing collusion, showing, first of all, that Hunter Biden has real issues. Certainly the fact that I'm talking through my mask here. So anyway, you know, people are looking at me. I got to make sure the mask is on.
Right.
Any event. This is if there's going to be a real investigation. You know, we had 2.5 years of only Russia investigation. If there is a real investigation, it should be on this whole thing involving Hunter Biden, whether or not there were mixed bank accounts, how that money went, where's the money going, all of that.
Peter, have a safe flight. Get back well, and I'll see you in Freeport, Long Island tomorrow night. Thank you for another great appearance on the Bernie and Sid Show.
Yes.
We love you.
Long live the king.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
You got it. There he is, a great congressman. Peter King, his Wednesday appearance here on the Bernie and Sid Show.